forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. An excessive heat warning continues until 9 p.m. tomorrow night. Partly cloudy this afternoon with highs around 101. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear skies tonight, lows level off around 78. Mainly clear skies and quiet again tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 100. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. McPherson College is celebrating after their double match fundraiser, where each dollar that was raised for the university, an anonymous donor ended up donating $2 to the program and ended up raising more than $1 billion of an endowment, far exceeding their fundraising goal. As the announcement came from the university, with U.S. Senator Jerry Moran saying it's a feat that we should be proud of here in the state of Kansas as it impacts the entire country.
This is a momentous occasion. Well, this is more than, like, we talk about once in a lifetime. I can't imagine this happening in a lifetime in which this significant amount of money, more than $1 billion, it's a development that you would not expect, and it's a development that changes lives, and that's a good thing for all of Kansas, really all of the country and the world.
That audio from KWCH News. The fundraiser went from February of last year to the end of June of this year. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
A U.S. district judge has voted in favor of the state of Kansas without going to a trial in the lawsuit alleging of recently retired Kansas Highway Patrol superintendent had engaged in discrimination against female employees in violation of the U.S. Constitution. KAKE News reports that the lawsuit began back in 2021 when six different plaintiffs had alleged that former Kansas Highway Patrol Colonel Herman Jones and Jones' top lieutenant at the statewide law enforcement agency had participated in violating their First Amendment rights to speech and their 14th Amendment right to equal protection, saying that the administrators had participated or enabled development of a hostile work environment for women by allowing what they viewed as sexual harassment. But according to the U.S. District Judge Holly Teeter, they said that the allegations or plaintiffs did not rise to the level of objectivity, pervasive harassment, and did not demonstrate any legal harm. The judge's order addressed 15 different claims from the plaintiffs. The Kansas Department of Administration had also investigated the complaints. Mid-America Network News.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. CHI Health Good Samaritan Hospital has announced that they have received a donation reaching their $2.4 million and said that with that money, they are looking at opening up an entirely new operating room with upgraded technology and equipment. As KSNB Local Channel 4 says that with the hospital, they have had delays regarding waiting times and procedures in order to enter the operating room that they currently have, but now have the new operating room with the first operation focusing on a cardiac catheterization that includes a lab along with surgical functions, with doctors saying that they can now effectively diagnose and take care of certain issues with the better equipment.
The equipment we had before was pretty old. I mean, I think it was actually at 13 years, which in medical terms is a long time. So it's just leaps and bounds, basically. You know, the image quality, the magnification we were able to get.
That was vascular surgeon Dr. Franz Murphy on KSNV at local Channel 4. They say the good news is patients will be exposed to less anesthesia and radiation in the new room.
Horse Trailer Sales, the one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales.
Get ready for spring mowing with an instant $500 rebate on Spartan's most popular zero-turn mowers at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Over 100 Spartan mowers in stock and ready for you immediately with many unique features to make mowing your lawn faster, easier, and more comfortable. 0% financing available with approved credit. See the full line of Spartan mowers at Countryside right away to take advantage of the $500 springtime instant rebate. Online at Countryside Motors or on the ground at Countryside Motors in Wellington. Countryside Motors, we have what moves you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. County fairs continue with livestock shows Thursday in Beatrice at the Gage County Fair. Family Fun Night runs this evening, 5 until 7. On Friday, animal shows continue with IMCA races at the Grandstand at 7:30. $15 adult admission. Kids 6 through 12 are $5, and kids 5 and under are free. Saturday, the livestock judging contest is at 1 with showmanship to follow. 4-H All-Star Awards at 4. Livestock premium sale is Sunday afternoon, with the Parade of Champions beginning at 2. The 23 Ag and Farm Family Awards will be presented at 2:30. Sunday, the sale begins at 3 in Beatrice. 4-H, FFA, and open class entries at the Nemahal County Free Fair in Seneca will be accepted Friday, 7:30 till 10 a.m., and judging begins. Livestock shows Friday and Saturday. Sunday in Seneca, carnival games featured noon till 4 at Skok Park, with a fair parade Sunday evening at 6. This year's route will be altered with street construction and will start at 3rd and Main, heading west as usual, then turning north on 6th Street to Amador, which will mark the end of the parade route. This year's theme is get wrapped up in 4-H at the Nemahal County Free Fair. August 1st is the last day to file nomination for the Farm Service Agency County Committee. This three-member board reviews county office operations and makes local decisions as to how programs are applied. This year, Area 2 will vote, which includes Walnut, Elm Creek, Center, Waterville, Blue Rapids, Wells, Cottage Hill, and Bigelow Townships. For eligibility and to nominate, please contact the Marshall County FSA office. Ballots will be mailed November 6th and may be returned through December 4th. Marshall County Commissioner John Unger spoke with Marysville City Council Monday night requesting consideration of an interlocal agreement that would allow the county to move forward with a possible sales tax to fund the balance of a new jail facility. A half cent additional would raise the sales tax to 9.1%, with the county taking 100% of the half cent proceeds. If cities were to agree, the question could be put on the fall ballot, rather than approaching the state legislature, which could delay the process until next year. Council would need to make a decision at or before the August 14th council meeting. In response to why a sales tax is being pushed versus a property tax, Unger responded that due to valuation increases, property taxes have and are expected to continue going up, and that concern, combined with location, were the top reasons heard from the public opposed to a previous effort to fund a new jail. The county has an option on the Nordis property east of the current jail and is revising designs. Council member Colleen Behrens questioned the sales tax level, which would be higher than many adjacent communities. Mayor Jason Barnes noted that adding this to a half cent currently funding Community Memorial health care could put that renewal upcoming in jeopardy and would allow less room for the city to consider any future sales tax that would be deemed necessary for roads, recreation facilities, or the like. Merits of the request were a broader base of contributors with outside dollars also coming in, and concern of business owners particularly hit by high property taxes. Councilmember Jeff Keating asked if the county was cooperating to a full degree with cities on economic development and expansion. He specifically noted a need for street improvements. Unger expressed concern with remodeling the current jail, saying that could run some $9 to $10 million and still present future challenges. A consideration of the East Marysville site was allowing for future expansion. Councilmember Kevin Throm said residents want to know specifically what county commissioners want to do and a final firm cost that doesn't result in an open checkbook. A motion to table the matter to the August 14th meeting was passed unanimously. Gerald R. Jerry Harry, age 80 of Marysville, passed away July 13th. Services planned Saturday, July 29th, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville. Graveside military service at the Beatty Union Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Gerald Harry.
It's that time of year. Hey, Blue Valley customers, come see us this summer at one of the county fairs to pick up your customer appreciation coupons for the 4-H food stands. Help us celebrate another year of keeping our communities connected and how much we appreciate the opportunity to serve you. Find the full schedule at bluevalley.net/summer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. A heat advisory is currently in effect until early Friday evening. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 70s. Staying sunny and still warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s before a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms over Friday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 60s and upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms may linger early Saturday morning, then sunshine and slightly cooler with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 100s. Partly cloudy throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid-60s and mid-70s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Staying mostly sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower 90s and lower 100s. And mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to upper 70s. Southeast winds around 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly sunny throughout Monday with our highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late July 91, record high on this date 108. The average low 70 and the record low 48. Sunset this evening 8:45, sunrise in the morning at 6:22.
It's not always obvious when some vegetables are ripe for picking. We will share a few signs you should be watching for on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, July 27th. It is the 208th day of the year. Television producer Norman Lear turns 101 today, and Bugs Bunny made his cartoon debut on this day in 1940. Summer vegetables are rapidly maturing in backyard gardens. Did you know some vegetables are best when picked young? Yellow squash and zucchini, for example, are best when they're about 4 inches long. You can harvest small potatoes when the plants have just bloomed. Broccoli should be picked when the tops are still tightly closed and a dark blue-green color. If the underside turns yellow, you have waited too long. And here's a bean picking tip. They'll have better flavor if you pick them in the morning. There is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Training camp is officially up and operational for the Kansas City Chiefs going into the fall 23 NFL season. And the Chiefs opened up their training camp without one of their star defensive linemen, Chris Jones. Cake News reports that Jones has yet to be seen at the NFL training camp as he continues to seek a new contract. As right now, the 29-year-old is due to make near $19.5 million in his base salary for the season, with a salary cap of hitting at near $28.3 million. According to reports, Jones is seeking to renegotiate that contract to make the deal the second highest paid player in the league currently at his position. Where he says right now, Aaron Donald of the Los Angeles Rams leads defensive tackles with the annual average salary of $31.67 million. When it comes to some of the other players, Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback for the Chiefs, is currently the seventh best paid quarterback in the league at $45 million per year, with Travis Kelce ranking number three among tight ends at $14.3 million per season. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain warranty valid until July 31st.
As college football season gears underway here in just the next month or two, college basketball schedules are being released as well for the 23 and 24 seasons. But the Kansas Jayhawks are looking even further down the road for the very first historic meeting that they're set to see against North Carolina going into the early part of 2024's basketball season. As Cake News reports that the first meeting between Kansas Jayhawks and North Carolina will be at Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence, Kansas, on Friday, November 8th of 2024, followed by the next year, the teams meeting up at the Dean E. Smith Center in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, on November 14th of 2025. The Jayhawks right now, however, are going into the 23 basketball season as the winningest program in college basketball history, with a total of 2,385 all-time victories. North Carolina is coming in third right now in the list at 23-47. When it comes to the series between Kansas University and the University of North Carolina, they are tied right now at 6-6. With Kansas winning the last four under KU head coach Bill Self during the NCAA basketball tournament. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hop in, let's go to Honeyman Ford in Seneca, the best place to be.
Skip the drive. Come see us right here in Marysville, Kansas at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service. You'll find the same honest sales experience backed by the same reliable service. With the same goals in mind, our Marysville location is sure to provide you with a satisfying vehicle experience. Find us on Facebook or stop in at 1122 Pony Express Highway today.
Have you driven a Honeyman Ford lately?
The supplies you choose when replacing or rebuilding after a storm matter just as much as who you call to do the job. Hometown Lumber in Marysville and Axtell Lumber carry the highest quality building materials when you need them. From shingles to storm doors, roofing and siding, paint and lawn to finish the job, and always ready for pickup. Save time, save money, save worry after the storm. From start to finish, all in one stop, visit Hometown Lumber in Marysville or Axtell Lumber today.
With text order options, competitive daily pricing, and no rat requirements, Kramer Oil has everything to make your next propane or fuel order a breeze. This is Chad Kramer. Our goal at Kramer Oil is to deliver dependable, reliable products to your home or business at the best value and with the best customer service around. Visit us online at KramerOil.com and see how we can serve you. The Kramer family, proudly serving your family since 1976.
Add some summer blooms and pollinator appeal to your landscape with our native buttonbush. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Hardy in zones 3 to 11, it prefers full to partial sun and moist soil. It even tolerates wet to flooded conditions. This adaptability makes buttonbush suitable for rain gardens, pondside plantings, and wet areas in the landscape. Newer, compact cultivars like Sugar Shack have expanded its appeal and usability in various size landscapes. This 5 to 10 feet tall native produces small, fragrant, round white flowers in midsummer. Watch for bees, butterflies, and hummingbirds feasting on the nectar. The flowers turn into spherical fruit that persists through winter. More than 24 species of birds dine upon its seeds, adding to the winter interest. Buttonbush's glossy green leaves turn yellow in fall, and its bark helps create its year-round appeal. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Althea wants to thank the men and women who served during the Korean War. These courageous individuals entered a foreign country to protect the citizens from a hostile communist takeover and preserve their right to a democratic government. From Althea in Pawnee City, the number one leader in pet food manufacturing. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center salutes the Korean War veterans for fighting to protect the Republic of Korea from communist takeover. These men and women deserve our gratitude. Belleville Healthcare and Rehab Center, specialized care with in-house therapies, short-term rehab to home, advanced recovery, total wellness. Cook Welding and Repair knows being away from family in a war zone is far from the ideal situation and wants to thank the men and women who served during the Korean War. They were far from home and loved ones and deserve our thanks for their dedicated service to America. From Cook Welding and Repair in Baileyville.
This outdoor theater has been taking place since the 1970s. It's hosted in a very small town and is all about life in and around that town. In fact, there's a good chance you know some of the story because you read about it once upon a time. It's our feature on the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with its share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide. They have farm-certified agents. That's right, agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
Why do you listen?
We get the local news, and weather is up to date all the time.
Oh, I love sports. It's good to hear what's going on because you can't make it to all the games.
I listen from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock at night.
It moves with me. It's portable. It goes with me. It's in my car. I can find my mood. I can flip through stations up and down the dial. There's always something that's talking to me.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com. Tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
As Julie Danielowski explains, there's quite a show that has been taking place every summer since the 1970s in Walnut Grove, Minnesota.
It started out in a school gymnasium, and then they got ready this outdoor amphitheater outside of town on the banks of Plum Creek.
And if that location, Plum Creek, rings a bell, perhaps it's because it was in the title of one of the well-known books by Laura Ingalls Wilder. This community has produced the Wilder pageant for decades now, an outdoor drama depicting Wilder's life here. It's a production that may include up to 75 performers.
In attendance, we have anywhere from 600 to 1,500 people come and watch us in an outdoor setting with amazing sound and lights and live horses, cows, fire.
And the show was performed weekends in July, now attracting well over 300,000 people in its history. Julie's daughter was in the show when she was 7, then took a break. But she made Julie promise if she did the show again, both would audition together.
Mom, remember you said that, and I thought, oh, yeah, well, I'm kind of busy this year. Your brother's graduating, and I'm just too busy. And, of course, everybody thought that was a ridiculous excuse, and it was. It was an excuse because I had stage fright.
Julie got over the nerves and now, well over a decade later, plays the role of Mrs. Olson. Many of the actors are parents who got involved after their kids initially joined the show. It's quite a thing to see.
It's a great production, and people think, oh, it's just a play, and it's wonderful. It's very meaningful, and this is the real deal and the real-life people that Walnut Grove.
It is truly a great show shared by a small town for several decades now. Traveling the countryside in Walnut Grove, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCray.
Livestock guardian dogs protect livestock from predators. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The breed of dog is important, as is the species it was taught to protect, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Livestock safe and predators at bay with a livestock guardian dog. They see livestock as an extension of their pack within their territory and prevent losses by discouraging predators such as coyotes from that territory. Bill Costanzo is a livestock guardian dog research specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife Research. He says someone new to guardian dogs will usually want to get an older puppy in the 6 to 8 month old range that has already been bonded to a specific livestock species by the breeder.
They'll bond them specifically, for instance, to wool sheep or to hair sheep or meat goats or Angora goats. Other breeders will just say, well, yeah, you know, I bonded them to sheep or goats or maybe both. But some dogs are particular to a specific species. And so if you have wool sheep, for instance, and you get a dog that was bonded with hair sheep, they may or may not do the best job for you with those wool sheep because they were bonded at a younger age with those hair sheep.
Common guard dog species are large in stature and include Great Pyrenees, Anatolian Shepherd, and Akbash. Their calmness and protective nature are bred in, so Costanzo says you don't want one that's a mix with another breed.
You don't want, for instance, to get a Great Pyrenees that's mixed with a Border Collie. Livestock guardian dogs have been bred for thousands of years to specifically do a certain job, just like Border Collies have been bred to work livestock. These dogs have been bred to guard livestock, so their whole makeup is completely different. Their body structure, their personalities, and things like that.
They're independent problem solvers, but can be defiant with traditional dog training, such as teaching them to sit. Learn more about livestock guardian dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The person I trust most in the world is my husband. We can count on each other in the good times and the tough times. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. The trust shared between my husband and I isn't just crucial for our relationship. It also shapes how we tackle our finances together. When you team up with your spouse to achieve financial goals, trusting one another is vital. Faith, commitment, and responsibility may serve as pillars to support your strategy. Have open and honest conversations about your financial goals and your aspirations. Find ways to include God every step of the way. Aligning your decisions with your spouse and keeping your faith and beliefs front and center will help you stay on track with your shared goals. And if you have points of disagreement, respectfully address them together in an honest and kind way. A strong sense of trust between you and your spouse can make a significant difference in your financial journey. Together, you can better tackle challenges that come your way.
A seat at the Global Agricultural Safety Table today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. A Wisconsin woman has been named to the board of directors of the International Society of Agriculture Safety and Health, or ISASH. Melissa Pluckelman is an outreach specialist with the National Farm Medicine Center and the National Children's Center for Rural and Agricultural Safety and Health in Marshfield.
Trends around the world are similar to trends right here in our own backyard. To kind of be able to grow into this organization and now to be able to serve on the board is an honor and a privilege. And I'm excited to learn more and help this organization continue to allow people globally to network and bring resources back right here to our hometowns and to Midwest America.
Pluckelman grew up on a Wisconsin dairy farm and says safety for her and her siblings was a priority. She says ISASH enables ag safety organizations around the world to conserve resources by sharing their research.
Being on this board means that I can help improve that networking and just make the world a safer place for us to continue to provide agriculture. Farmers are passionate people and they love what they do. And so this is a way to keep them safe worldwide. And being on this board is going to help me to be able to reach out to so many more farmers and agriculturalists.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY.
Hams Trucking Incorporated is inviting you and yours to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 27th to enjoy the food and entertainment and the 4-H exhibits. There will be something for everyone. See you there. From Hams Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Here's a look at your ag for this Thursday, July the 27th. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as you know, the drought continues to play a big role in factors impacting the beef cattle sector in many states. Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist Dr. Darrell Peel says while drought is better in Texas and Oklahoma,
we've still got drought in Kansas, parts of Missouri, parts of Nebraska. You know, the question from the broader market is have we sort of reduced that overall drought picture nationally to a point where drought is not really driving the overall cattle numbers as much, certainly for producers that are caught in that.
Missouri is facing 81% moderate drought or worse versus 40% last year. Kansas is currently facing 82% moderate drought or worse compared to 47% last year. Oklahoma is now at 23% moderate drought or worse, down from a year ago at 62%. And Texas, Moderate drought or worse is at 31%, down from last year's 93%. Peel says for now, it's important for cattle producers to closely watch the market for signals.
It looks to me like we're at a point now where the overall, for example, the cow culling numbers might not reflect the impact of the drought nationally so much as it has in the past. Now, I say that we haven't really seen that yet. Beef cow slaughter, for example, is down this year about 12%. That's a sharp drop from last year. But honestly, in terms of stopping liquidation and stabilizing this cow herd, it really needs to drop more than that.
Depending on location. Peel adds, some producers are going to start thinking about proactively planning to move forward with rebuilding.
We've seen so much dynamics this year. Obviously, the prices are higher. The market's beginning to send those signals that we probably are smaller than we need to be, that we need to rebuild some.
And let's look at your ag news for this Thursday.
Gary Allen in concert. Tour. Friday, September 15th at First Council Casino. Special guest, Low Cash Cowboys. Tickets on sale now at 7clans.com. Don't miss Gary Allen. Music to the masses from Intervisions.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Chutes prevent injuries to both animal and handler. They can also reduce stress if you look at it from the cow's point of view on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Chutes are an important piece of equipment in a cattle operation. They hold an animal still so handlers and veterinarians can safely work procedures and care for it. However, if the cow isn't calm, nobody's happy. Paul Beck is an extension livestock specialist at Oklahoma State University. He says cattle don't perceive the world in the same way we do. Their hearing is better, but their depth perception is lousy. Anything you can do to make the experience less stressful for the animal while it's walking to or in the chute is beneficial for both cattle and handlers. Evaluate the chute and surroundings from a cow's perspective before you start working the animals.
Anything unfamiliar to those animals will cause them to balk. So picking up the litter and not having flags or something waving in front of them or dangling chains, shadows, those all cause cattle to balk and turn around. And that becomes dangerous to the person handling those animals if they're down there with them.
The more cattle are acclimated to the chute and their surroundings, the better off they are when they realize they're not going to be harmed.
There's a lot to be said for your cows to run them through without doing anything to them. Just run them through to apply topical dewormer or fly control. Those types of things makes them realize that not every time I come through, you know, am I going to get stuck with a needle or is it going to be a negative experience?
I'm Jody Henke. Read more on stress-reducing cattle chute practices at agriculture.com.
The staff at Community National Bank know there's nothing better than the welcoming feel of a county fair. So join in for an unforgettable experience at the Nemaha County Fair from July 27th to the 31st. From Community National Bank in Seneca, community-minded, community-strong, member FDIC. OCZ Paint Works welcomes everyone to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 27th through the 31st. From the food and entertainment to the 4-H exhibits, there will be something for everyone to enjoy. Hope to see you there from your friends at OCZ Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca. The friendly staff at CNK Services urges everyone to grab family and friends and come to the Nemaha County Fair beginning July 27th. There will be 4-H exhibits and events, great food, entertainment, and so much more. So come stay a while. Hope to see you there from everyone at CNK Services in Sabetha.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, today has been a volatile day with the grains markets in particular. Corn for September earlier, way up, now kind of falling at this point. 5.35 3/4 for September corn. That's down 4.5 right now. December corn at 5.44 3/4. That's down 3.5. Kansas City wheat for September, 872.5. That's up 7.25. December Kansas City wheat at 882.5. That's up 5.25. Oats for September, 426.5. That's down 0.5. December oats at 447. That's down 1.75. Taking a look at soybeans for August, 1541 3/4. That's down 4.5. September soybeans at 1458. That's down 10.5 currently. Cotton for October, 86.68. That's down $3.30. December cotton, 84.28. That's down $3.65. Live cattle for August, 178.22.5. That's down 45 cents. October live cattle, 179.70. That's down 0.25 right now. Feeder cattle for August, 244.87.5. Up 67.5 cents. September feeders, well, they're at 248.60. That's up $1.15. Oil, crude oil for September, 80.16. That's up $1.38. October crude, up $1.28 at 79.68. Let's look at gold on this Thursday. August gold, 1946.80. That's down $23.30. Gold for October, 1966.80. That's down $22.90. July silver at $24.82.5. That's flat. September silver at $24.36.5. And that's down 60 cents. Wall Street, the Dow is down 29. S&P is up 8. NASDAQ up 134. That's your market information.
The Kia Summer Sales Event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In July, see why the rugged good looks of the all-new 2023 Kia Sorento will make your neighbors envious. Ready to upgrade your Toyota Highlander, Honda Pilot, Ford Explorer, or Chevy Traverse? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new Sorento and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today with fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine print and gotcha tricks that require the Fast Talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old SUV and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia Sorento today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember, I want to see ya in a Midwest
Kia. Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated is excited for the Nemaha County Fair. The fun kicks off July 27th with the Seneca Street Fest, the cruise night on Saturday, and the car show and fair parade on Sunday. Hope to see everyone there. From Michael Bennett Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, over 40 years of service. Cook & Company invites people near and far to come to the Nemaha County Fair starting July 27th. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Bailey Farmer. There are many considerations when it comes to deciding when to castrate calves. Kansas State University's Beef Cattle Institute veterinarians Brian Lubers and Bob Larson discuss the importance of timing when castrating calves and what factors to think about for your operation. Lubers wants producers to keep in mind the welfare of the animal when choosing when to castrate.
There's really two considerations when you talk about the timing of castration. And the first is the animal welfare aspect of it. So what is the best interest of the animal, right? Really from a pain perspective. And our thought really is the earlier the better. The earlier we can castrate that animal, the less the long-term pain effects are. And actually, there's some research out there that's been done here at Kansas State that shows there might actually be some performance. By reducing pain, we increase some performance as well. So you can think about that. The other big thing I think about is what is the labor and the convenience of handling. And so if you do it at birth, you handle every animal as an individual, whereas some of these other times we're processing animals in groups. We have more labor available. It might be faster, easier to do it then. So I think the compromise between these those two things is branding pasture turnout is kind of the optimal time to castrate beef calves.
Lubers talks about the correlation between castration and performance.
So from the research I've seen, the performance aspects actually are better if you castrate early. So you have the pain, the insult, whatever causes that decrease in performance. So we get it over, and then there's enough time for them to recuperate that gain, and they'll actually be ahead. Whereas if you castrate, and we both agree, weaning is probably the least optimal time because you're adding a painful procedure onto other stressful events, weaning, vaccination, whatever other processing you're doing, and that you may actually see a bigger decrease in performance at that time.
Larson discusses the difference between castrating at birth and weaning.
Those testicles are doing something valuable. They're providing testosterone and other steroid hormones that do promote growth. And so if you castrate at birth or at pasture turnout, at weaning age, they will be lighter than if you had left them intact. That's why we typically recommend going ahead and implanting those calves at the time we castrate them, so that then they are basically the same as if they had been left in intact. And you get the added advantage of you don't get that negative effect of castrating at an older age. So if you implant the calf at the pasture turnout time, whether you castrated him then or castrated him at birth, I think you'll be ahead of where you would be if you waited to castrate him at weaning time.
That was Kansas State University Beef Cattle Institute veterinarians Bob Larson and Brian Lubers on optimal times to wean calves for their welfare and growth. I'm Bailey Farmer, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KNDY.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
original classic country station, 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.